Hello friends, welcome back with chapter 6, Business Planning for Rural Marketing, or rather Rural Enterprises. So what are the importance of a business plan, specifically in rural marketing or rural enterprises? So a business plan provides a roadmap for success, or in particularly in rural setting. It helps in decision making, goal setting, strategy planning. It is also essential for securing funding and attracting investors. It also minimizes the risk by analyzing challenges and developing mitigation strategies. It acts as a tool for monitoring progress and making necessary adjustments. It is also a tailored business plan which addresses the unique challenges of the rural enterprises. In a nutshell, business plan is nothing but a Gantt chart. I hope you all know about the Gantt chart. The Gantt chart is nothing but it emphasizes, or it gives you a whole holistic picture of any activity, project, or initiative which you plan to do. Business is also like an initiative, right? What it is, you need to actually take care of the entire roadmap. What exactly you're doing, where are you placed, and where exactly you want to go. And in order to reach at a particular location or particular objective, what are the decision making tools, or the goal setting, or the strategy planning, and how do you reach there? Maybe in terms of funding, in terms of attracting new partners, or attracting new investors. You also need to see how do you plan to minimize the risk. So there is also a risk aversion or risk mitigation strategy which you need to implement here. You also need to take into consideration, how do you manage the progress? Where are you? How do you do? Where do you want to go? And in how much time you will reach there? So all these things are very important when you want to achieve some strategic objective. Key roles of a business plan. Now you'll say, what are the key roles? The major important aspect which I just wanted to give you a quick synopsis. It actually guides as a decision planning or decision making planning. It helps in resource allocation and prioritizing growth opportunity. Attract funding is one of the most important, because it demonstrates viability to lenders and investors as well. Because if you have a proper business plan, you can make the new partners enter into the business, be it lenders or even the investors. If any people, they want to invest in your thing, and if you have a proper business plan, it actually, and which is also transparent, it actually helps them to enter into your business. It gives them a lot of motivation, a lot of comfort. I remember one of my ex-colleagues, at one point of time, he opted to enter into an entrepreneur mode. And after 6 months, he was facing some kind of challenges, not in terms of business operations, but in terms of funding. So he wanted me to help him in terms of sourcing some kind of investors for him. And he had a solid business. He had good order book. He had established a very good supply chain. He had good orders. He had a very good store. He had a very good the place, the team, basically, who is managing the entire show. But then he did not have anything on paper. And he was not also interested in explaining everything on on the paper because he was very particular about the strategies which would be taken care by, which would be taken by the investors or some of the other plans. But I explained him that in this situation, if he is not very transparent or if he doesn't have a solid plan, which will, because you may be having some plan in your mind, but when you want others to invest, you need to be very transparent. You need to have a plan in place which tells them, which gives them comfort, okay, your investment is safe with us. And sooner or later, after he did not understand at that point of time, but later on he actually understood my point, and he actually presented me the entire business plan, how does it work, and then it gave me a very, very comforting thing. And then I made him meet some of the investors who had actually, after a certain point of time, they actually invested in his project. So when any person, he wants to invest his money, he wants to see the business plan, and the business plan should be very simple. It should be very clear and it should be transparent. Risk management. It identifies potential risks and outlines strategies to address them. Monitoring and evaluation. It tracks performance and ensures alignment with goals. It supports strategic planning. It encourages proactive planning for future challenges as well. It encourages focus, because once you have a plan, you are not deflected from your roads, and there is very zero deviation in terms of your strategy achieving your goal. Essential components of a business plan. It needs to have a executive summary which has an overview of your business goals and key details. It should have a business description. It should outline the legal structure, location and industry context as well. The product and services. It has a detailed offering and a unique value proposition as well. So, market analysis, marketing strategy and operation plan are also one of the important aspects which should be included in the business plan. Market analysis and business planning. What is market analysis in business planning? It identifies market, target market and customer demographics. It also analyzes purchasing behavior and the market, local market dynamics. It considers competition in local and regional context. It assesses infrastructure and geographic limitation. It identifies seasonal demand fluctuation and their impact on revenue. It develops strategies to navigate market challenges. Operational plan for rural enterprises. Detailed production processes and supply chain. It also addresses logistic challenges such as transportation, labor availability. It also highlights partnership with local suppliers and cooperatives. It plans for sustainable practices and renewable energy solutions. It outlines staffing needs and training requirements. It focuses on scalability and long-term operational expense efficiency. Now, one will also say, why operation plan is required? Operation plan is not only required for your logistics, for your inventory management, but it also aligns the entire operation team at one go. You all will speak one language. Because usually in rural enterprises, you do not have many people who are educated. So if you have an operation plan and all are aligned with that operation plan and everyone will speak one language, there is zero deviation in terms of achieving your goal. Financial projection. It includes profit and loss statement, cash flows, balance sheet. It addresses unique rural costs like transportation, seasonal revenue changes, etc. It also helps determine funding requirements and allocation strategies. It tracks performances. It ensures entrepreneurs plan for unforeseen expenses and overturns. It also provides a clear picture on financial viability for lenders and investors. This is what I was trying to explain to you in my previous session. Customizing a business plan for rural context. Now, what is customizing? Customizing is nothing but it addresses the infrastructure limitations like develop strategies for poor roads, internet access, leveraging local resource like utilize natural resources, cultural resources as unique advantage. It is like building community support. It fosters relationship with stakeholders and form cooperatives. It also helps to adapt to market conditions, dealing with seasonal variabilities, and it also helps to enhance for local partnership. It allows us to cooperate with the local organizations for mutual benefit. Marketing strategy for rural enterprises. Now, what do you see? What do you understand by marketing strategy for rural enterprises? See, basically, rural market is niche, is different, right? We all understand that in these sessions. We have given to understand what are the challenges, what are the nuances, what are the characters, and how the environment is changing, be it pricing, be it product, be it people, be it customers. There are so many factors which keeps on changing. So basically, we need to develop a pricing strategy to tailor rural markets. We also need to leverage community events and word of mouth promotions. We need to utilize digital marketing to expand reach beyond local boundaries. We need to partner with local cooperatives. We need to focus on unique selling points such as locally sourced, handcraft, or if we are using a specific technology which interests the local customers, local as well as the global customers. Create loyalty programs to retain customers in tight-knit rural communities. Crafting a successful business plan. A business plan is critical for guiding rural entrepreneurs to challenges. Comprehensive plans include clear goals, market analysis, and even financial projections. Tailoring plans to rural context enhances a wide effectiveness and relevance. It enables entrepreneurs to secure funding, build sustainable businesses, and drive local growth. It acts as a living document for a continuous improvement and long-term success. Why do you call it a continuous improvement? Because it's changing every day. Every day is a new day. So you change your plan based on the factors which is coming in. And it is also essential for long-term successes. It empowers rural entrepreneurs to contribute significantly to their communities and economies. Market research and feasibility study. Importance of market research in understanding customer needs and market dynamics. Feasibility study assess the viability of business ideas in rural context. It helps in identifying market opportunities and potential challenges. It also provides data-driven insight for informed decision-making. It is a tailored strategy for rural settings. It ensures relevance and effectiveness. Conducting market research in rural areas. To understand local demand by gathering customer preferences and needs, it also analyzes purchasing behavior to specific to rural consumers. It also assesses competition, including both local and regional players. It adapts data collection method to rural settings. Example, it focuses on in-person survey, community meetings. So basically, these data are very specific to your market. It leverages informal network of like word of mouth of gathering insights. Consider unique rural development such as geographic isolation and infrastructure limitations. Identifying market opportunities. Focus on underserved needs in community. It explores in niche markets such as specialty product or services. It monitors emerging trends relevant to rural areas. It evaluates market potential in terms of size, purchasing power, and growth prospect. It also aligns business ideas with rural resource and community strengths. It uses community feedback to refine business concept. feasibility study for rural enterprise. There are various kinds of feasibilities, like financial feasibility, technical feasibility, and operational feasibility. When you talk about financial feasibility, it mostly focuses on cost of the product, the revenue you will be making, the bottom line profitability of a particular businesses. When you're talking about the technical feasibility, it's a different segment altogether. It basically focuses on the kind of technology you're using, the expertise. Well, is this technically feasible in your businesses? And when it, last but not the least, when you talk about the operational feasibility, it basically talks about the evaluate the logistics, the daily operations, the supply chain, and things like that. There are other aspects called market feasibility, legal feasibility. So market feasibility is like the demand, the customer interest, competitive landscape, and physical is like the compliance, local laws, permit, zoning, and other aspects. It also helps identify and mitigate risk before launching the businesses. Now, getting into the financial feasibility for rural areas, it calculates the startup cost. It includes equipment, license. It also includes salaries which you pay, utility, transportations, account for seasonal income fluctuation. So usually feasibility is it comes under the financial aspects of the business. Operation and technical feasibility is wherein they addresses challenges related to rural infrastructure such as roads, electricity. It evaluates availability of skilled labors. It develops partnership with local suppliers and cooperatives. Design operational processes suited for rural contexts. It identifies technology solution that enhance efficiency and scalability. It incorporates sustainable practices to align with community values. Market feasibility in rural setting is nothing but this: the access to size, the need of the local market, the customer purchasing power, and their spending habits. They leverage, how can you leverage on the e-commerce platform to access the broader market? Develop strategies for consistent demand and customer retention as well. Legal feasibility is nothing but it is basically the permits, laws, environmental regulations, how to address the land use restriction and zoning requirements. Establish clear legal framework for contract and partnership. Plan for compliance cost. Seek guidance for rural expert or government agencies. Bring awareness of legal responsibility among the team members. Budgeting for rural enterprise. Now, why it is important for budgeting? Budgeting is very important because in the business, you are at various stages, right? You are at the operation stage, you are at the selling stage, you are at the marketing stage. So in each stage, you need to be very clear what is your budget, and you need to adhere to that budget, because each budget will actually affect to your bottom line. If you are buying a product for 100 rupees and you're selling it for 120, that means you are at a 20% profit. But in that, you have other costs, there are various costs. So the end cost cannot come beneath the certain threshold, right? Otherwise, sustaining your business would be a nightmare. You will not be able to, you need to also factor in, if you have taken a loan, you need to also factor in the interest component, your cost, your salary, your people's salary, all should be considered. Because otherwise, if that hygiene is not being followed, otherwise your business doesn't make any sense, right? And then you and your people may lose interest. Plan for variable costs due to seasonal demands. Allocate resources effectively for growth and financial stability. Use budgeting to track financial health and inform strategic decision, an informed strategic decision. Cash flow management for rural businesses. Monitor cash flow regularly to identify potential issues early. Develop strategies for consistent cash flow, such as managing inventory levels. Build a cash reserve to handle unexpected expenses or slow periods. Implement efficient payment collection process. Negotiate payment terms with suppliers to improve cash flow. Invest in tools or software to track, optimize cash flow. Secure funding and investment. Now, I would just want to tell you with my own experience about the funding and investments. Securing funding and investment is easy when it is very simple, when it is documented, when it is transparent. If it is not transparent, if you have to take loans or subsidies, or if you want to get some people, you will always need documents, and those documents need to be very proper. It has to be leveraged, be it if you want to induct a new partner. He will need exact information where you are. If you have, even if you are taking him a loyalty or royalty for an X amount of time which you have put in, say your business is 5 years old and you want to take the royalty of those 5 years, you need to actually explain what exactly you have done in those 5 years. You just can't tell him that, and it cannot, and it should be documented that it is actually 5 years. So your business should be registered. It should have a proper accounting statements. It should have a proper balancing. So avoiding cash transaction is also one of the important thing. Even if you are taking cash, you need to have the receipts, and it, you need to punch it proper in a proper way so that it has been documented by your CA or your accounting team, so that the new person, when he is coming in, or when he is, or when you are utilizing the crowdfunding, so they will ask a lot of questions. So basically, when, even if you are securing or you want to secure investments or funding, you need to be wary. So this is another point wherein explore funding. So now this point is on how to securing the investments, various type of investments, like leveraging community-based financing models, utilizing crowdfunding platforms to raise investments, present a strong business plan to attract investors and financial institutes, prioritize funding source to align business goals, seek mentorship or advisory support to navigate funding processes. Create financial projection. Now, why I say that this whole chapter is very important for anyone who plans to get into the entrepreneurial mode, because the finance is the only option which will allow you, okay, to sustain in a business, even if you are making some or the other aspects wrong in the technical or in the marketing or in other aspects. Finance is the only aspect. If you have a very healthy financing book, then even if you are doing something wrong in other aspects, you can still be managed. I'm not saying that you can just go, but then if you do wrong, or if you go, if you are not very healthy in terms of managing your finance or your books, then I don't think so. Even if you have a very good marketing strategy, you will not be able to sustain, because even to fund marketing, you need finance, right? So you need to have a very healthy financing body, even you have to do anything. So creating financial projections, like develop realistic finance, revenue and expense projection based on market research, account for seasonal variation in income and operating loss, use historical data and industry benchmark to validate consumption, include scenarios for best case, worst case and average performance, identify break-even points and profitability timelines, update projection regularly to reflect changes in the market and operations, incorporating risk management, identify potential risk, whether weather disruption or price volatility, develop contingency plan, diversify income streams, invest in insurance, build partnership to mitigate supply chain, regularly review and adjust risk management strategies. Scenario planning for uncertainty. Create multiple scenarios to anticipate market and operational changes. Assess impacts of economic downturn. Use scenario planning to prioritize investments and strategic decisions. Develop action plans for high demands and low demand periods. Incorporate flexibility into business operations to adapt to changing conditions. Engage stakeholders in scenario planning to ensure preparedness. Importance of market research and feasibility study. There is a very high importance of market research and feasibility study. Why it is important? Market research is something which gives you an edge even before you get into the business. Example, if you are entering into a business which has a very high demand of a certain product, so you are sure that the demand is high, you just need to focus on supply. You need not need to focus on marketing aspects or reaching out to the customers or creating a demand. You just need to focus on excess amount of supply so that the demand is already there. So you need to focus on these aspects. So a proper market research or a feasibility study will enable you where exactly you should focus and how you should develop your team and where you should put most of your energy. It is also, as I have told you, it is also essential for understanding market dynamics and identifying opportunities. Feasibility study ensures that business ideas are viable and sustainable, as I told you earlier. It provides rural entrepreneurs with a clear roadmap for success. It also addresses challenges specific to rural market, such as infrastructure, legal compliance. It also enhances the ability to secure funding. If you have a proper market research, it is very easier to secure funding because you have an edge or you have an information which others don't. So investing in proper research in business feasibility study is also very important. It empowers rural entrepreneurs to make informed decisions and achieve long-term growth. Marketing and sales strategy. Marketing and sales strategies are crucial for growing rural entrepreneurship. Rural market requires strategy tailored to local preferences and challenges. Business must focus on building trust in close-knit rural communities, word of mouth recommendations. Combining traditional and digital marketing approaches can expand reach. Developing a marketing strategy. Now, how to develop a market strategy? Market strategy, or why to develop our market strategy? Market strategy helps in identifying customer needs and preferences. It helps direct engagement with community, and it also helps build trust and loyalty. Local fairs and events are effective for promoting products and services. Digital platforms like social media can attract tech-savvy audiences. Partnership with cooperatives can improve visibility and credibility. Sponsoring community-driven events, which enhances your brand recognition. Understanding local preferences. Rural customers prioritize affordability and practices in product. Businesses should focus on meeting specific community needs. Offering high-quality, reliable product build customer trust. Personal interaction helps establish strong customer relationship. Feedback from customer ensures product remains relevant. Adapting to limited advertising challenge. Now, this is one of the favorite topic because you will not have access to all to adapt or to having an unlimited access to all channels, right? So basically, you need to think or you need to see your rural businesses, the kind of rural businesses, what can you use? You can use posters, flyers, announce local announcements. Community events are effective platforms for product promotion. WhatsApp and Facebook can help reach broader audiences. Word of mouth still, as we discussed in past, it still remains the most trusted form of marketing tool. Consistent branding strengthens recognition across all channels. Leveraging local community. Now, when you are working in a rural setup, the local community is a very important network. And you need to leverage those communities to the maximum extent. Like building a relationship with local leaders is very important. Collaborating with communities and groups. Community events which provide direct access to potential customers. Like if you are planning to sell a particular product and if you are part of a satsang, then it is very important because people stays at the satsang for a particular point of time and they are regular. So basically you can also devise a strategy which is focusing on their aspects, on their needs, on their moods. Referral programs to engage customers to promote business is also a very important point. Engaging with communities fosters goodwill and loyalty. Pricing strategy for rural market. Now, prices should be affordable, but it ensures business profitability also. Because in rural, pricing will also be a very important point. I remember one doctor who moved to a particular, and this is not about, I'm not talking about the village, I'm talking about the a well-known city. The doctor, he wanted to have a higher reach. So he went into the slum clone area wherein he also wanted to have a reach, and he thought that that market will also have a very high, because the area wherein he was, okay, so he used to charge some 800 rupees per session. So he went there and he started pitching the same price, seeing that not many people, and then people starting telling him that he's an 800 rupees doctor. So what happened? So he had reduced his price point from 800 to 600, but then people were not interested either. They used to come, and the minute they used to see the price, they used to go back. So he saw that people are coming in, but then people are going back because of the pricing. So, and then he started lowering his price, but then he cannot sustain in the back because in the other market, okay, he was delivering it at a particular price, right? So he cannot come down because the value and the number, because doctors has a limited numbers, and in that numbers he is getting somewhere else a different price point. Why will he invest his hours in the other market wherein he is not getting the same pricing, right? So basically pricing strategy is one of the most important. Competitive pricing attracts consumers while maintaining value. While even if you are maintaining the pricing, you should also maintain the value of the product, the standard, the quality of the product. Offering discounts and seasonal deals encourages purchase. Bulk pricing option caters to customers who are buying in large quantity. This also assures your scale. Regularly reviewing pricing keeps them aligned with market conditions. Defining a strong value proposition. A clear value proposition highlights the benefit of product or services. It emphasizes local production, which is built on customer trust. Sustainability and product quality attract environmentally conscious buyers. Personalized services strengthen the business unique identity. Updating the value proposition ensures meet changing customers. Distribution channels in rural market. Now, local markets are key channel for reaching nearby customers. Now, I just wanted to make you, just give you a feeler, okay. This is just wanted to understand that having a full-fledged, just going, okay, I'll just take you through so that at least I hope you are in line, okay, what we have discussed so far. So basically, we were discussing about the business planning and the importance of business planning and various modes of business planning and what do we do to achieve or to make a proper business plans in terms of market research, various kind of plans, financial projections and other aspects as well. So basically, when market research is also which we studied is very important in terms of achieving a proper business plan and having a successful business lines. There are various market opportunities and how to achieve those market opportunities. There are various feasibility studies which we do. Other than feasibility, there are operational studies, technical feasibility, market feasibility, legal feasibility, and things like that. After that, we also focused on the cash flows of the rural businesses, how to manage the cash flow of rural businesses, and how to secure funding. If you want to secure funding, how to create a financial projection, how to incorporate risk management scenarios of various uncertainties, what are the scenarios, what are the various marketing strategies and understanding of local preferences, what are the challenges which we achieve, how to leverage communities. The pricing is also one of the important points which we learned. Now, what are the various distribution channels? So now there are multiple business channel, distribution channel, right? Like we have a local market, we have direct to customer, we have partnership with retailers. E-commerce is also gaining popularity nowadays. And we also have efficient logistics, which are critical to overcome transportation challenges as well. Sales planning for rural enterprise. Now this is one of the important strategies or plannings to be very certain. Sales strategies must align with local market conditions, the seasonal demands, the price fluctuation. Direct marketing always help businesses connect with direct customers. Building long-term customer relation boosts repeat sales, because one should always focus on long-term customers, repeat sales. We always say usually, okay, one order is easy to get, but the second order or third order or fourth order or the repeat order, which we say, is the price and the after sale service, which is actually and repeat sale, it doesn't only focuses on pricing or product, it also focuses on the experience which the customer is getting in while buying your product, be it online, be it direct, and what kind of services, the after-sale service, the warranties, and all those aspects are also very important.